All right, doing dad shit today. Had to take a day off from the office. I think it's some stuff buttoned up before the cold weather comes to New Jersey, which is tomorrow. So just try to button some stuff around the house. A few people over, give me a hand, but I'm going to run and get everybody lunch. And I had this thought in my mind. I'm like, man, we got to do a video where we discuss and explain things of how to control high stress anxiety. Hold on, I'm trying to kill this intersection. Go ahead, motherfucker. High stress anxiety situations and how to mitigate that, right? So if you find yourself in a situation that may be causing your adrenaline to really, really skyrocket, and that happens a lot, even to most experienced cops, you're going to run into situations, namely car chases and or active shooter or something real high stress, maybe a medical call with a kid, things that really feel very, very overwhelming. And this is such a simple tactic, and I'm not even the expert on it. Just I knew what I did when I started feeling anxiety at work. It's just going to happen as part of the job. There are going to be moments that it's going to feel cool, calm, and collective, and then the rest is going to be, or, you know, there's moments that it's going to feel like they're very, very high stress. So breathe. It's a simple tactic. So maybe 2 seconds in, 4 seconds out, 2 seconds into the nose, 4 seconds out of the mouth. When the next time you're feeling some of your high anxiety, high stress, I don't even know if the 2-4 second thing is a good thing for you. That's a meditation practice that calms the body down from anxiety. It's something that's supposed to be done if you're like flying, you don't like to fly. But if this is your first time doing that, or first time hearing that, breathing will help mitigate an adrenaline dump. It's true. You will find yourself under extreme set stressful situations. Try to understand what will happen. Auditory exclusion, hyper-focused, tunnel vision, shaking hands, sweaty palms, cold, sweaty palms. A lot of those things are going to kick in. And to acknowledge what they are and what you're feeling in that time where it's high stress, if you can think about what that's going to be like, it may save your life. So even when you're on the range, a lot of people have a hard time shooting at the range. And I watch as a range instructor, when I was a range instructor, I watched them, their hands begin to shake. So what they're doing is they're not breathing. They're not breathing through, even at the range, these nervous shooters, guys and girls who are trying to accomplish a passing score of 48 out of 60 on the HQC-1. And I would say to them, you gotta focus on your breathing. You gotta get oxygen in, oxygen out. As you're shooting, shoot on the exhale. That's where I, you know, that was my prescription. Don't shoot on the inhale, shoot on the exhale. So it's squeeze, and it'll go off. Another thing somebody told me years ago, there was a guy that I met who was in quite a few gun battles. And I said to him, what was the success to you winning the gun battles that you're in? He said, it may sound a little crazy, but I just remembered to aim. I'm like, that actually doesn't sound crazy at all. He's like, yeah. So if you get in a gun battle, and if you could just try in your mind to remember to aim, line it up in the crosshairs, get it right, right? You don't got to take all your time, but try to remember to aim instead of just spraying and praying. And that's how I won all three guns, because that's how I just remember actually aiming the gun. Taking time to actually aim the gun actually caused me to win all three gun battles I was in. I was like, that's pretty interesting. Things that we don't think of, these simple things that we can do to mitigate and offset a lot of things that we deal with that people have not told you how to work through or how to work with. So breathing, things that I'm talking about, high stressful situations, it'll give you a clear head, make you have a good decision. Just relax, slow down just a little bit. You'll hear the people in our podcast episodes tell you who are in a shooting. If I just slow down just a little bit, it would have been a different story for me. So think about that. You got to think before these things happen. You just care for them to happen. And then all of a sudden you're going to show up and not have any plan in place. The good cop, the smart cop constantly runs through their head the what ifs. Everything you could think about. If you're not driving around and knowing exactly what your location is everywhere you are nonstop, getting to that habit of where am I? What's around me? What street am I on? If there's nothing, something around me, a landmark. Don't worry about giving north, south, east, and west. Plain English talk will save the day. So plain English, right, on the air. I'm right across the street from a Sunoco gas station. I'm right across the street from 7-Eleven on this street, you know, a main street. 7-Eleven, you know, so think about where you are at all times, where people are running to, and the landmarks that your coworkers are familiar with. This is just good stuff to discuss. I've watched episodes of cops, like, yeah, he's running north through the woods. I'm like, how the fuck do these guys know what north is? Like, he's running west. And I'm like, what the fuck? I've never Maybe I'm missing something. Nobody ever tracked me anything, but I have no fucking clue how you guys call out the direction of travel without a compass. Or a compass, whatever you want to fucking call it. It was a debate in my house recently. So, just some food for thought. Think about the things that you're going to say if you run into those situations. Are you prepared for them? How are you going to react to that? There's a lot of what ifs you got to run yourself through. But think about that nonstop. Those calls you're approaching on a domestic violence situation, not parking in front of the house, maybe parking a couple houses down and walking up with some stealth and some tactic. Cops are killed at domestic violence situations quite a bit. So I think about that a lot. I just want to get this stuff out. So in case somebody listens to this and it may save your ass today, I don't feel guilty. Man, I should have fucking said that. We could do a whole post-produced video on all this shit. Breathe. Use your brains. Play the what-ifs in your head. Think about the things you're going to say and going to do. Think about if you're calling out locations, where you are, what you're going to be. Think about radio discipline. If you're a fucking person who likes to talk on the radio a lot, shut the fuck up. Nobody cares. Only pertinent information that we need. It's not a fucking game. This is not a game, this whole, that, you know, you could have fun at work and all that shit, but the reality is when you're tying up forced radio air, somebody would be on the ground shot in the head trying to get some words out. And you might say to yourself, oh, not in our place. I heard these guys over the years, you know, 20 plus years in this game. You'd hear a guy getting a fucking foot pursuit and you hear 64 people chime up what their location was. You know, we get it. You're coming. We get it. We know you're leaving your lunch and coming. You're doing this. You're coming. We get it. You don't have to tell us that shit. Just let us know how you can help and where you're going to take what position. Pertinent information only. You've got to start to practice that. And nobody teaches people radio discipline in the academy. Another thing that we're putting into our program that we're going to suggest for the country for a new police training program. Anyway, that's it. I got to go get fucking lunch now.